Joining us now in our studio, we have Natalie Draper and Emily Lloyd from the Northfield Public Library. Good morning, ladies. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
It's been for a Friday here. We've had so many people in today. Usually it's just Rich and I kind of sitting here by ourselves all day. It's nice to have people in.
Lovely.
And it's nice to be in summertime again.
Yes.
Boy, since we've talked to you last month, a few weeks back, you've done the Books and Stars. You got a kind of your summer programming going on today. We're going to talk a lot about that today. But Natalie, first of all, anything to say before we get to that, or will you wait till after?
Oh, a little bit. First, I do want to thank the station for being at Pride last month. It was a fantastic day with 2,000 happy people in the park. So thanks for joining us.
That was a fun day. That was a blast.
All of their interviews are online. I've listened to all of the ones I wasn't able to hear while they were there, and they're fantastic.
Well, thank you. Great. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. On behalf of Rich.
Rich and Dan
did all the work there.
Yeah, they're great.
And, of course, I'm continuing my... call this a gag, I guess, of bringing
a tradition.
Thank you. That's better than gag. bringing a visual aid on the radio, just for the I can describe this for the folks at home. We got this wonderful, very artistic package from a patron who has since relocated to Oregon and apparently accidentally took a book with them several years ago and sent it back. With a very sweet note, a little abashed, I think, at keeping it for so long. But so to make up for it, they gave us a lovely piece of artwork, which will be on our Instagram later, so folks can actually see this, but it is quite beautiful. But I wanted to use this a bit as a ploy to remind folks that we're fine free now. So this person in Oregon, if you're listening, don't worry about it. You don't owe us anything. Thank you for sending the book back. So just a reminder, go ahead and get those books back. But all is forgiven. So.
I wonder if they found out that no more fines. So, I can send that back now.
Yes, the news travels. I think that the library cop on Seinfeld just kind of set us back ages because that's what people are expecting, you know?
let's talk about the summer. You know, I've seen more and more people. Maybe it's my imagination.
Not at all.
We're right here across the street from the library. So you see people go in and out and walk by there all the time.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a beehive of activity as it was a couple of years ago before the pandemic.
Absolutely. We have returned to full regular summer. And I think a lot of staff forgot what that was like. it is absolutely hopping every day, especially I would say in the children's area and then in the new teen space upstairs. But it is, I think, in many cases, the first time that a lot of kids have been around a lot of kids that they haven't been around for the past 2 years, if that makes sense. You know, like they've been around their classmates, but, you know, you see all the little ones coming in that maybe grew up during the pandemic or were born during the pandemic, and they're feeling bold enough to go ask children they don't know to play. So it's really a community hub. I kind of think sometimes of the library as a second park or another park in the system, and especially in winter, it's like the park because people aren't outside. But so we started our summer reading challenge a few weeks ago, 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. We have about 600 youth signed up so far. And next week we'll be unveiling our first reader of the week.
All right.
We do a drawing when kids, you know, turn in their first couple of challenges, and then we'll do a drawing for reader of the week. And they get to display a yard sign in their yard. It's English on one side, Spanish on the other. And if they don't have a yard, we'll make a poster for a window or a door. And they come in and, you know, we take a picture and ask them some things about themselves and share it on our social media. And then the mayor shares it on her social media, which when you're a kid, just,
wow,
I'm Northfield famous.
That's the bomb right there. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, so, what age group are we talking here?
Well, the age group I mostly deal with is the pre-K through going into fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kat, who's our teen librarian, deals with the going into middle school and up. I mean, we both do both, but that's the general kind of section that we'd be talking about.
All right. Let's continue on with some of the things, the activities and such that you have going on this summer.
Yeah, absolutely. in addition to the Books and Stars concerts, which have been really well attended and fabulous so far, we've got age-friendly Northfield's Red Chairs out there, and they have made such a difference. Mm-hmm. They bring their 52 red chairs, and our teen volunteers, they're called Pages, set them up. And so people don't have to drag seats, especially people for whom that is cumbersome, older folks, et cetera. So it's been really, really nice, and people just happy to be outside again.
That whole red chair program is just a great idea.
It is so great. Yeah.
And it's so simple. It's like, oh, why didn't we start doing this in, 1964 or something,
Yeah.
Should have been doing it the whole way. So hats off to age-friendly Northfield for coming up with some of those things.
Absolutely. And so for things like that, we have story time before, stuff like that. We have a lot of animal programs this summer. We just had the International Owl Center here, and they were fantastic.
So cool.
Again, Natalie came in and had to make deep eye contact with the owl.
And I did. I made eye contact with the owl, and then I was good.
And that
did it talk to you, or say anything, even subliminally?
With its eyes, yeah.
We've got reptiles and amphibians coming next month. We've got the Eagle Center coming up. And then we have some homegrown programs. I did a mystery bag design challenge. We have a graphic novel book club. Things like that. But yeah, it's been really, really good to be back in that area.
Yeah, not only that, but I'm really impressed. I'm really happy that the kids are back doing things in mass.
Yes.
That the social development is just as important as any other type of development that they do. And they
it's
learn
so
skills.
Important, and it's what they've really, really lost this year. And if I can share, it's really great sitting over there and hearing them play.
Uh-huh.
The other day, I heard a kid serving a plastic taco to their grown-up. And they said very, very seriously, "This taco is our best kept secret." It's just like, Northfield, you didn't know. The best kept secret. But then my all-time favorite has been, there were two girls playing with the dinosaurs. We always have dinosaurs over there. And one of them makes their dinosaurs say to the other, "We got a ticket to the ball. And there's going to be meat there." Just amazing. And then the other one's like, "I'm so excited I ate my invitation." It is just a true blast working over there. Just say one more thing about summer reading before
Absolutely.
We move on.
Sure.
So we've got about 600 youth signed up. I would love to break 1,000 this year. That's kind of always the goal in my head. I think 800 is the highest we've had since I've been here. So to that end, I want to just describe what it is a little bit.
Sure.
Kids have a certain number of challenges they can do again and again. The first straightforward one is just read for 20 minutes or listen to a book for 20 minutes. That counts. But there's also things like think of something you're good at and teach somebody else, or learn a new game or make up a new game. Just anything where they're exercising their brain.
Mm-hmm.
And as they kind of march along, they get collectible buttons that we made. I've got one with a unicorn riding a shark, an astronaut making some s'mores. So they've been excited about that, and then they get a free book. But they also get entries into our grand prize drawings, and I wanted to give a shout-out to Vixen Hollow, because one of the prizes they're very, very excited about that Vixen Hollow donated is a one-on-one private horseback riding lesson.
Oh,
and kids
boy.
Are really freaking out about that one.
Oh, yeah. Who
and
wouldn't
then,
be?
So, yeah. So we're doing a drawing for that, a drawing for 10 free visits to the pool that's also good in 2023, a drawing for a Family Minnesota Zoo membership, and a drawing for the Art Box of Awesome, which has, all sorts of different art supplies in it. So, So the kids are really excited about the chance of being drawn for those prizes at the end of the summer, in addition to the other things they're doing as they go along.
Oh, wonderful. Sounds like you got a summer planned out for the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, for the 400 that haven't signed up yet,
yes.
That would give you 1,000. How do they go about doing that? Do you just go to the website, stop in the library?
There are lots of options, yes. Yeah. You can go to the library website and do the entire thing online. We have the little it's a trail map, because our theme this year is off the beaten path. Online, they can print at home. They can do it in person at the library. And we're also going out with the bookmobile and doing things like signing up kids at the Y. All the kids enrolled at Summer Plus, the summer program Summer Plus through the schools, will be signing them up when they start on July 12th and visiting them weekly with the bookmobile. to connect them more with the library since they're on the other side of town. Yeah, so.
All right.
And at Books and Stars, they can sign up.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Boy, it makes me wish I was four.
Well, next year we're going to add adults into the mix.
Yes.
So you get your chance, Jeff. Careful what you wish for.
Yes. Horseback riding lessons for all.
Yeah, there you have it. Through the Northfield Public Library of all places. Let's move things back to Natalie here. What else do you have going on? What would you like to say? You've got something there. I know you want to talk.
I've got a list here. I've got a couple of fun things to share. Something that's new that we have been trying out is we have a, somebody's going to tell me this is called something different, but for now it is the Cabinet of Curious Collections because I like alliteration. It is on the second floor near the large print. It's a big glass cabinet, and we are featuring collections of community members. So if you want to be part of this, you can contact the reference department. Staff there will set you up with a form to fill out. But right now, Rose Werner's beautiful button collection is on display. And I love buttons, so this one is especially cool for me. You love buttons, right? Buttons
are really I absolutely love fabulous, right? The buttons. Mm-hmm. You bet.
I think it's just really fun to see what people collect and find out why they collect it, though. Uh-huh. So it's kind of neat to be able to explore people's kind of
And that is, you right? know, and it, I'm surprised when I talk to people sometimes and about the collections that they have. I think, what?
Yeah.
Good for you. You know,
that's
great. Yeah. Okay, so right now you got buttons.
Yep, buttons.
Do you have room for more than one, or
one at a time? So we're going to feature one collection at a time. It's not a huge case, but it has a nice light in it, so it's, you know, it's a good little showcase for like the best parts of your collection. Might not be the whole thing. Probably
okay.
can't do records, probably can't do classic cars, but you know, things like buttons and small
Cabbage
things.
Cabbage Patch
and,
Kids, yeah, no.
Probably not, maybe.
That was mine.
My little pony.
So the Cabinet of Curious Collections.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, for now. Yeah.
I like it. Let's go with it.
I think we've just made it that. And then also this is a program that we have this summer. Every Tuesday night this summer is game night in the teen space. This is for teens. So come play board games on the first and third Tuesday, or play the library's Nintendo Switch on the second and fourth Tuesday. Games are all provided, but you can bring your own to play. This is for ages 11 to 18, and that's in the teen space from
Sounds
6
like
to
fun.
8.
And where's the teen space? The teens
Second
know
floor.
Where that is.
They, okay. they know where it is. Yeah, it's
oh,
secret.
Yeah.
No.
It's the best kept secret.
We don't take the tacos to them.
Yeah, the plastic
tacos.
We save
those for the grown-ups.
And one more thing. We have a couple of seats left, so I wanted to push this while it's still has some room. This is July 12th. It's also Tuesday night from 6 to 7:30. Come and make a pair of stylish leather earrings, much like the ones that I have on now, although these were not made by me.
They're very stylish, though.
Thank you. Thank you. Peruse through the leather scrap bin and turn it into something beautiful to dangle on your ears. They provide the tools, and you bring the smiles. Yeah, this is for 14+. But this does require registration. Like I said, space is limited. There's a couple of seats left. So if you go online, you'll see the... right on the main page, mm-hmm. where to sign up. Folks can sign up for that one. Tuesday, July 12th.
All right.
Sounds
like fun.
I've never crafted with leather. That just is so... I'm so glad we're offering it.
They look really neat.
That's a neat. Who's in charge of that?
We're bringing somebody in.
Okay.
An artist, and I actually don't have their name here.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good enough. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in. It's good to see our library is very active and very vibrant again. And it's... led by fun people. So.
Yes, come have coffee with fun people this morning.
Right, of course.
Oh, sure.
It is the first Friday of the month, and we're going to be having coffee in the atrium from 9 to 11 like we always do on the first Friday of the month. It is July already, unbelievably.
I can't believe it's July 1st.
But everyone stop in and see us and chat with us this morning. We have a lot of fun at these first Friday coffees.
It is fun. You can come in and see all of our visual aids in person.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to see the
envelope.
The envelope that was she described earlier. It's quite the work of art. All right. Thanks again.
Thanks
have a great
us.
July. Have a great 4th of July weekend. We'll talk to you again next month.
Okay. Take care.
That is from the Northfield Public Library, Natalie Draper and Emily Lloyd. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield.